You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody? It's Mike Fornino, and indeed, this is the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network. And it's that time of year again. It's my favorite time of year. Summertime. And with summer comes the annual DJ event in Atlantic City, DJX, formerly known as DJ Expo. The event has been happening since 1990, and my guest on today's program has been with the magazine and media group since that very same year. On the podcast, I have a discussion with Jim Tremaine of DJ Life. Jim has been an instrumental part of the Atlantic City Expo, and he provides a deep dive into this year's happenings along with a sneak peek of all the after-hour events. It's summer, so let's go down to the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore and talk DJX 2023 today on the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network. On the Zoom line, my good friend Jim Tremaine. Jim is from DJ Life, and he also is one of the big kahunas organizing the DJX, formerly known as DJ Expo Atlantic City, this year happening Monday, August the 7th through Thursday, August the 10th. It's going to be an exciting show. It always is. And this is one of my favorite times of the year because I get Jim to give us a little preview and tell us all the goodies and everything. So, Mr. Tremaine, the floor is yours.
Well, thanks a whole bunch, Mike. I greatly appreciate it. As always, you do a great job with us every year. So, yeah, we're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino the 7th through the 10th. We're going to have exhibits running the 8th through the 10th. We're going to have seminars running the 7th through the 10th. And we're going to have after dark events running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, the 7th through the 9th. And yeah, there's a lot of exciting things going on this year. I mean, I think we have 36 or 37 seminars that are running through the 4 days. We have some really exciting keynotes. We call them keynote Q&As because they're not exactly like TED Talks or anything. But we try to get interesting people who have a success story that they can convey to our attendees. And this year we have a good lineup. And then we have some really exciting evening events. So I'll start with the keynotes. Monday we have DC the Brain Supreme, who was one half of the group tag team, the Woomp There It Is guys, or the Scoop There It Is, if you're watching Geico commercials. And DC actually has a really interesting story. He started really working the gentlemen's clubs in Atlanta, which if anybody's been to Atlanta and likes that stuff, it's sort of the capital of gentlemen's clubs. And DC was one of those guys. And he, you know, obviously had one of the biggest hits on modern pop radio with Whoop, There It Is. And he's also got a second act where he's getting into SEO and AI and a lot of interesting tech. Tuesday, we have a Grammy winner, Dave Audet, who is a DJ producer, remixer. And he'll have a lot of interesting stories to tell us. And, you know, a Grammy winner. I think he probably has more remixes than any other remixer that I know of whose name is not David Morales. So that will be good. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be celebrating hip hop's 50th anniversary. So for those who keep score of such things, apparently the first genuine hip hop party started the week of Expo 50 years ago in the Bronx. And we're going to be very fortunate to have a keynote where we assemble a lot of these foundational figures of hip hop. And so, you know, we're going to have Grandmaster Flash, Grand Wizard Theodore, Jazzy J. We're going to have Scribble, who did a lot of hip hop spinning on MTV. Mel Starr. I'm sure I'm leaving some people out here. Chuck Chill Out, a big radio guy from New York. DJ Red Alert. Grandmaster D from Houdini. So for all of you who came up with hip hop or like to look back and, you know, give props to those who really were the foundational figures and DJs who are a big part of the evolution of hip hop, they're going to be at the show and talking about that. So additionally, some of the After Dark events are going to be exciting as well. Some of the guys who are going to be working the keynotes for us will also be spinning at night. Our opening night party is going to be Grammy winner Dave Audet playing at HQ2 Club at the Ocean Casino, which is just a short walk from the Hard Rock. So we'll be working with our friend Lou B, who promotes that club. It's really a spectacular club. For anybody who came to the show last year with Marcus Schultz, that was a really great kickoff event. And, you know, Dave Audet is going to be playing a lot of his, you know, big hits, you know, from Uptown Funk to all the remixes, all the big pop remixes that he's done. So if you like to sing along, Dave's going to be breaking out those songs. Tuesday night, DAS Audio, a big manufacturer from Miami, is going to do their Twisted Tuesday party. And that's going to have Buck Rogers, Seraphine, Chi-Town, Shanny, some other DJs, Sophia Lynn playing. And that's going to be outdoor on the boardwalk. Hopefully we'll get some good weather. Last year, we were fortunate to get some great weather with DJ Craze playing. So DAS throws a terrific party, and it's a great place to chill and have a drink and watch some DJs cut it up. Wednesday night is going to be really hot and heavy. We're going to be throwing two events at the Dare nightclub in the Hard Rock. Early event is going to be the mobile mashup party at 8 o'clock that Jacobson and Michael Leveris will be hosting. And they're going to be bringing along Joe Bermudez and then some real TikTok guys who've had some big success on TikTok, DJ LG, Mr. Wired Up, and we'll have Kid Casper spinning again. That party is going to end about 10:45, 11 o'clock, and we're going to transition into 50 years of hip hop. And 50 years of hip hop has got really quite a lineup. And let me see if I can remember it all. It's going to be Mel Starr and Friends, and Mel Starr is a DJ producer and definitely a wrangler of all things hip hop. So he's had a big part in putting this together. We're going to have Grandmaster Flash on the decks. We're going to have Grand Wizard Theodore, the man who actually invented the scratch. We're going to have DJ Scribble, Scram Jones, Jazzy J. We are also going to have the Sugar Hill Gang performing. Additionally, we'll have Melly Mel and Scorpio from the Furious Five performing. The evening is going to be sponsored by Rocka Vodka, gear sponsored and brought by Pioneer DJ and audio by RCF. Additionally, I forgot to mention that at the mobile party, early party, RCF will be giving away a PA system. So be sure if you come early to bring a business card so you are eligible to win that. Additionally, on Thursday, DMC is going to have their U.S. Scratch Final on the show floor starting at noon. So there's going to be a lot of excitement this year. Like I said, we're going to have, I think it's 36, 37 seminars. And Mike, you'll be doing one on Monday.
Yes.
So we're excited to have that. And so ask me questions. Ask me anything you like. I'm sure I've got an answer for you.
Well, I've got so many questions, but this show has always been known as a complete DJ show, not just a mobile show, but something for everyone. The club night is awesome. The seminars are pretty diverse. And then of course the show floor is amazing. So let's start on the show floor. It's always been the biggest show floor for a DJ convention. So let's talk about some of the exhibitors and the space. What's it looking like this year? And
it's
how's it recovering from after the whole COVID thing?
Well, really good. In fact, one of the great things is that a lot of the PA companies have come back. You know, people like QSC and Electro Voice. some of those companies, you know, they had trouble, the supply chain being the constant refrain. You know, I go to all these trade shows. I go to NAMM. I go to pretty much all the big ones. And, you know, yeah, for about a year and a half there, the PA companies were having trouble. I mean, they didn't really want to exhibit at a trade show and say, yeah, we're still in business, but, you know, we can't deliver your product. Now companies, right. You know what I mean? So now companies like QSC, which has been putting out major, major releases at DJ Expo over the years, they have another new range of product that they're excited to show. So yeah, it's looking good. Pioneer DJ is going to have a couple of big product drops. You were told not to really discuss anything about them, except for the fact that there will be a couple of product drops. And I'll also mention, we do have sponsored seminars from exhibitors that are going to be there. So for example, Pioneer on the Monday at 5 o'clock, if you go to that seminar, you have a chance to win giveaways there. And I believe they're going to be giving away one of their new products. Additionally, Mixware, which is a distributor that brings a lot of brands like Color Key Lighting and Headliner, and they have a variety of brands. They're going to do a seminar, and they're giving away like about a half a dozen products. Mm-hmm. So that seminar is on Monday at 3 o'clock, I believe. Chauvet is going to do their seminar that they always do on the Tuesday morning. We also have some newer companies like Simple and Vibo. We're really excited to have Carnival Cruise Line is going to do a seminar where they're going to show people, really, like, if you want to work for Carnival, they're going to give you the lowdown on that. So, you know, we're excited. I think we have 6 or 7 sponsored seminars, and those are always great to get.
So you mentioned there's 37 seminars. Rather than go through all of them, tell the listeners of this program how they can log into the website and take a look at the manifest as far as what's going down and what day it's happening.
Sure. So if you go to djxshow.com, you can go to the top left. In fact, I'm doing it right now just to make sure I'm accurate. It'll say show, and then you just drop down to DJX Education, and a page will come up that says 2023 seminars, keynotes, and workshops. And then they'll have them broken down by day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And they're all there with dates, times, room, and a description of what you can expect at that seminar. I would say it's 99% finished. There's one seminar I have to change the time of, and that's about it. But everything else is ready to go. So yeah, if you're a mobile DJ, club DJ, scratch DJ, a producer, remixer, if you're a content creator, if you're living on Twitch or you have your own YouTube channel, we have seminars for you, and we think we're bringing along some of the biggest and best people of the industry to show you what's going on. It's this year, you know, obviously there's a little bit of a nod to hip hop because of the 50th anniversary. But, you know, if you're an EDM DJ or you're a wedding DJ, we have things for you at the show as well.
And as far as the accommodations, the Hard Rock is probably one of the premier properties that you could have a DJ event at. Give a little information, Jim, about how they can get the rooms, what the room rates are, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think one of the deadlines just passed, but the rate was $169. And to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what it is right now. But yeah, Hard Rock Hotel, give them a call. Tell them you're with DJX. I know that we're very close to selling out, so definitely reach out. I think Friday was the $169 rate,
right?
And that went away. But the property is amazing. I mean, it's all about music. Obviously, you know, the iconography there is, you know, they have everything. They have all the goodies from all the rock stars and pop stars and rappers over the years. You know, whether it's their clothes or their instruments or their, you know, turntables, whatever it is. everybody likes to walk down those that escalator where that has the big LED circle that has a lot of you know, big music stars singing their songs. You know, the, if you like to gamble, you can do that. They have a sports book there. In fact, I'm going to cash in my my University of Georgia National Championship ticket from last year. So that's the first thing I do when I walk into the show floor this week in a couple weeks. But yeah, the show floor is amazing. I mean, it really, you know, people ask us why we do the show there. And aside from the fact that the Hard Rock is actually just a terrific venue, it's one of the few venues that has an exhibit room that's big enough for our show. You know, we have to have very high ceilings for the lighting companies. There's just a lot of complicated things that go into putting on an exhibit our size. And really, there's only a couple of places in Atlantic City that are like that. And so luckily, the Hard Rock ticks all the boxes.
Right. And to kind of wrap things up, I just want to reminisce, because it's been so long that these events have been taking place in Atlantic City. And it's been at different properties over the years. But
it sure has.
Yeah, it sure has. We've been all over. And of course, it was originally DJ Times through Testa Communications. Tragically, Vinny passed away years ago. And you've transitioned into DJ Life. Let's just kind of wrap this up by speaking about DJ Life, the transition, where you are now, and, you know, a little bit about the actual publication.
Right. So Vinny Testa, who founded DJ Times magazine in 1988 and founded DJ Expo in 1990, he passed away in 2021. We have a new publishing company that is handling the trade show, and the family, the Testa family, basically just got out of the publishing business completely and just closed everything. So we just rebranded as DJX and DJ Life magazine. So DJ Life publishes six times a year. We have a digizine, and if you want to get hard copies of it, you can order them as well. So it's a similar endeavor as DJ Times. It's for DJs of all stripes. We try to tell, you know, the success stories of the DJs that are in there. We interview them. We review the products. We go to what we believe are all the relevant industry trade shows and events. And of course, we throw our own. You know, in addition to, you know, our show, which is a big mobile show, we'll also go to Amsterdam Dance Event, which is all about, you know, the bigger DJs, Winter Music Conference, that kind of stuff. And if there are some regional mobile shows, we'll go to some of those as well. But yeah, we like to think that we're serving the DJs from cradle to grave, and we do our best to, you know, keep up with the industry, whether it's the gear, whether it's the new, you know, sort of content creation world that has taken over since the pandemic. And DJs, you know, they have DJs that they look up to, and we try to interview all of them and get their success stories. And we've been doing that. And I've been with the magazine since 1990. So I guess, what is that, 32 years? Yeah. So
long time.
33. Yeah. Yeah. Long time. Exactly.
I look forward to seeing you in Atlantic City, Jim. Thank you for always putting on a great show. Thank you for the support that you've given to us. I look forward to speaking on Monday along with my buddy Sean Big Daddy McKee. We're going to have a great seminar. The whole event's going to be amazing. So safe travels. We'll see you there. And if you haven't ever tried this, you got to go. It's amazing. It'll change your whole career. Jim, thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the program. I will see you on the boardwalk.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.